This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 28th of April 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is mild today. In Jerusalem, it's sunny with a gentle breeze. Tel Aviv enjoys warm temperatures, perfect for a stroll by the beach. Haifa is partly cloudy, offering some relief from the sun. Eilat is warm, ideal for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports just in that the IDF destroyed over 20 terrorist infrastructures in Baqa and southern Lebanon. Also, Israel Hayom Hebrew noted earlier today that the government has updated its war goals against Hezbollah, now focusing on defensive actions. Also, this hour, Ynet reported that Netanyahu urged the IDF to counter Hezbollah's rocket and drone threats, emphasizing the need for solutions. Separately, I-24 News revealed that Netanyahu insists the IDF will continue targeting Hezbollah, stating, "The work is not done." And finally, Israel Hayom disclosed an hour ago that Iran and the U.S. are close to agreements, with talks continuing behind the scenes. Reaction has been swift on social media. Senator Marco Rubio, commenting just minutes ago, emphasized that the blockade targets Iranian shipping, not general shipping. Jewish Warrior 13, an analyst, posted earlier that the Iranian economy may not endure more than 6 to 8 weeks of a U.S. naval blockade. Alex Ward, a journalist, noted that U.S. negotiations with Iran will continue, with the White House preparing counter-proposals. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's recent operations. Walla reports the destruction of over 20 terrorist infrastructures in Lebanon. This includes a significant site used by Hezbollah for weapons production. These actions signal a strong stance against Hezbollah's capabilities. Civilians in the region should remain vigilant as tensions persist. Turning to the government's revised war goals, Israel Hayom Hebrew highlighted the shift to a more defensive strategy against Hezbollah. This adjustment reflects a strategic recalibration amid ongoing threats. The focus on defense may offer some reassurance to residents in affected areas. Meanwhile, Ynet covered Netanyahu's call for enhanced defense against rockets and drones. He urged the IDF to find solutions, underlining the campaign's ongoing nature. This push could lead to new diplomatic opportunities if successful. Finally, in diplomacy, Israel Hayom reports Iran and the U.S. are nearing agreements in secret talks. This development could ease regional tensions if finalized, but the outcome remains uncertain. On the economic front, CTEC reports that Oasis Security has appointed Michael Desaceri, former McAfee president, as its new president. This move aims to drive the startup's market expansion. Separately, Israel Hayom Business covers Band, a startup that developed an AI agent platform, which completed a funding round with Hetz and Team 8. This funding will boost their innovative communication solutions. And finally, Globes announces that Israel plans to launch daily flights between Tel Aviv and New York this summer. The airline will use an Airbus A330 aircraft for this expansion. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.